Biscayne Bay is in trouble. That's the latest from biologists who say that about 21 square miles of the bay's seagrass have died off in the past decade. It's contaminated with litter and runoff from storm drains. Organizers of a summit tomorrow at Florida International University's Biscayne Bay campus are hoping to change all that. Luis Rodriguez is the former director of the Environmental Coalition of Miami and the Beaches. He decided to organize the summit in part because he got frustrated that cleanup efforts by his group and others just didn't work out.
You would go back to the same spot that we had just cleaned a week ago, and that place was full of trash once again.
Steve Sauls is a retiree and avid kayaker who's volunteering at the summit. He worked in Washington for former Governor Bob Graham, and as a vice president at FIU, he says the time has come for a big picture collaboration.
We need to begin to take a look deeper at the policy, why trash is continuing to flow into the bay in such huge volumes, and what can we do if we resolve to do something about it.
Summit attendees will learn about the challenges facing Biscayne Bay and begin developing a 10-year plan for its restoration. If you'd like to reach out to the newsroom, please send us a tweet at WLRN. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.